When you arrived in Thailand, which refugee camp did you live in?
When we got to Thailand, we lived in Nam Yao camp. I still remember lots of things about living in camp, such as the sicknesses, not enough water to drink, the very hot weather, and not enough food. We got enough rice, but never enough vegetables and meat. The Thai did sell vegetables and meat, but only those that had enough money could afford it because the Thai people made those items too expensive.
So it wasn't like Laos where you grew your own food.
In the camp, they divided a small portion of the land for each family so they could grow food, but as I mentioned, there was not enough water to water the plants.
How many years did your family live in Nam Yao camp?
We lived there for a little over 2 years, then we came to this country. There was not a good thing to remember about the camp at all. It was very, very hot all day and night. People were dying every day, so all you heard was crying and people mourning. There was nothing good about living in the camp. Everything was bad about it. We were living on the Thai people's land, so they treated us any way they wanted. When the Hmong went to the flea market, they were beaten. Or when the Hmong went to carry water, they were beaten. Some Thai people used to stand outside of the camp and fire gunshots into the camp. There was never safety. I was always cautious if I went anywhere. In the camps, there was nothing to do. We could not do anything useful, and food rations were distributed, but we could not go outside of the camp. Our lives were closed inside that camp. We built small houses, like the shacks we made at our farms. We had no other choices.
Okay. What did women do to help support their families?
All I could do was sew pandao. I put all my effort into making the pandao. They told me that the Thai were buying the handiwork, and everyone was sewing it. So I just followed those people, too. That was the way for us to buy food to eat.